holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Did you know that there are scriptures that have not been fulfilled as of yet?
Be holy.
Ooh, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad you're with us on today. Today's a splendid, wonderful day. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Listen, today is going to be one of those days. I can tell already. Yeah, it's going to be a splendid little study today. Listen, how many of you ever thought, I know I did, a lot of the scriptures have been fulfilled, but some of them have not. Some of them have not been fulfilled. There's a few that are left, and it's all right. God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Everything he said, he's going to do. He's the one person who can't lie to us. He's the one that's not going to lie to us. He's going to always, always, always hold up to his word. And so even if some of those words have not been fulfilled as of yet, they will. They will be. If he said that he was going to save you and take away your sins, so be it. He did, and he will. If he said he was going to save your family, he's going to save them. If he said he was going to save your loved ones, he was going to save them. If you're going to see him, you're going to see him again. If whatever it is the Lord has promised, that thing is going to work and it's going to happen. Regardless of what the world looks like, what the economy says, what the government says, what I say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No matter what your mom said, your pastor said, whatever God says is what matters. And that thing will not be stopped. Oh, no, it's never going to be stopped. You can try to put God under a bushel and hide him. You're never going to be able to do it. You're never going to. Matter of fact, he gets brighter the more you try to hide him. So it's best you just leave God alone and let him do what he does, because you're never going to win with him. Your arms are way too short to fight him. You're never going to win fighting God. So God's word is the word that we have, and that word is going to come to fruition. I'm telling you, it's going to work. Even when it seems like it's not, you know, sometimes you get down, you think this isn't working, that's not working. I should be here and I should be there, and my life is not what I planned it out to be. And I never thought my life would be like this. Whatever God said about your life, it is going to be. And trust me, if you get him to say good things about your life, he said he came that you might have life more abundantly. So all you have to do is actually take advantage of what he said. So if he came that you might have life more abundantly, you need to find out from him what that more abundantly is and what he did, you know, that you might have that more abundant life. And we're not talking about money. We're talking about spiritual things, because God is a spiritual God. So, all right, let's see. We're at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to start at, I think we'll start at 52. I think we'll start at 52. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52. Here we go. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. It will happen quickly. Sit there in the blink of an eye. In a moment, it'll happen. So this is what God has said is going to happen to those who have died. And he blows the trumpet, or not he, but the trumpet is blown, and people will rise from the dead. When the last trumpet is blown, for when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. and we who are living will also be transformed. Verse 53, for our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. So when your loved ones, you'll see them again. You'll see them again. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. So this body that you have, it's got to be transformed into another body in order for us to live forever. Verse 54. Then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. See? Because it hasn't happened, this scripture hasn't been fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where's your sting? Now, where's all this victory and stinging coming from? Verse 56. For sin is the sting that results in death. And the law gives sin its power. So if the sin is what brings us to death and the law is what gave it the power. No wonder God did away with the law, because it won't be applied to us. Because we will live forever. We will be with him. And the law is the thing that gave the sin the strength to take us to death. But the death, oh, where is your victory? And where's your sting and all of that? Because God has removed all of that. That's why Jesus came. All of that's been removed. For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. 57. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. 58. So, dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable, always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Nothing you do for the Lord is useless. Nothing you do for the Lord is forgotten. He remembers that stuff. He remembers all the sacrifices that you made. He remembers all of that. And all of that folds right in to, oh, death, where's your victory? Where, see, death no longer has any victory over us. Listen, God fixed that. God fixed that. And yet we were talking about certain verses that or scriptures that had not been fulfilled as of yet. Yeah. But this is all about us. It first happened to Jesus. So if it happened to Jesus first, then it's guaranteed to happen to us. He had a new body. Remember, he said, don't touch me. I sent it to my father and all this other. He said all that thing. And so he had a new body. His body had to be transformed. So everything that happened to Jesus is supposed to happen to the believers after him. Yeah, it's supposed to happen to them too. They're supposed to get new bodies. They're supposed to meet with him forever. They're supposed to be with him forever. They're supposed to live forever. I wonder if that was the plan from the beginning. And then so the devil came then and tricked Eve and Adam, and they fail. And God says, nope, you're going to be exactly as I said you're going to be. And God washed away our sins, took our sins away. That same death that he pronounced on us. He says, yeah, my righteousness still has to be satisfied and everything, but here's Jesus over here. I can take away your sins so it doesn't apply to you. He took away our sins so that death no longer applies to you or anybody else who wants to obey his rules. Anybody else who wants to be in his kingdom. Anybody else who wants to live the way he instructs us to live. Loving each other and loving him with our whole heart. Death no longer applies to us. It's just a formality. You know, the natural body now, sure, our natural body now, we still go into the grave, right? But we're not scared of the grave. We're not scared of the grave because we have a new body after that. See, it's not about this life. It's all about the next one. It's all about the next life. So don't get caught up in this life, because this life is not forever. The next life is forever. God said that. I didn't ask him to say it. He said it on his own. And he told us that these things are for us. You see, where was it? Verse 52 again, he said, and this will happen in a moment, in the blinking of an eye. At the last trump, you know, those who have died will be raised to live again. They'll be raised to live forever. Not temporarily, forever. Listen, that's a ticket I want. That's a ticket I want to buy. You know, that's a treasure in itself, to be able to live with God forever, to be able to live forever. See, those who don't believe, if they live forever, it's not going to be a benefit for them. We talk about the hot place all the time. None of us want to go there, and none of us are trying to go there. I know I'm not, and I know you are not trying to go there, because God didn't make that for us. God made that for evil spirits. That's not us. And so when we act like evil spirits, then we go where the evil spirits go. Now, if you want to change, you can change today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow to change. You can change right now. Matter of fact, some of you, I tell the church all the time, some of you started changing 2 years ago. And you just didn't know it. You don't know why the drugs didn't taste the same. The weed no longer tastes the same. The alcohol no longer tastes the same. You don't want to do the same things you were doing. You're beginning to change. You know, it's just like when God says, when I was a child, I thought as a child. And now that I've become an adult, I put away childish things. And so sooner or later, I'm hoping that we're all able to put away childish things, because we're growing up. The older you get, the more mature you get, become, and the more you understand that this life is temporary. When you're young, you think you're going to live forever. You think everything is under your wings, but it isn't. It isn't. Everything is temporary. And if you're not careful, you'll get caught out there by yourself. You get caught out there by yourself, and you don't have a wing to land on, or to fly with, and a landing strip to land on. You don't have any of that, because you didn't take the precautions. You didn't hear the warnings. God says, if you follow what I'm telling you, you won't even experience death. If you follow what I'm telling you, you will be free from death forever.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.